Recently, Governor Earl Ray Tomlin has been touting the successes of last year's Justice Reinvestment Act in reducing prison and jail populations, as well as reducing the recidivism rate for prior offenders. While those initiatives have proved successful for adults, problems remain in the juvenile justice system. Yesterday, Governor Tomlin and other state officials announced a partnership with the Pew Charitable Trust in hopes to better understand some of those issues and make improvements.
Between 1997 and 2001, West Virginia experienced the largest increase in youths confined to juvenile facilities of any state in the country and was one of only four states in the United States to increase commitment rates, even as other states were able to reduce both juvenile crime and commitments.
In fact, a 2013 study from Pew shows West Virginia saw a 94% increase in juvenile commitment rates during the 15-year period Governor Tomlin mentioned. That ranks the state worst in the country. In 2011, the state housed 327 juvenile offenders, up from 192 in 1997. Despite the state closing the youth industrial home in Salem last year after a lawsuit and criticism over its ineffectiveness on rehabilitation, Tomlin pointed to the results of that closure as providing better opportunities for young offenders.
The closure of the industrial home for youth triggered changes in facilities across the state. Young people, once housed at Salem, were transferred to our juvenile centers, where they are receiving better educational opportunities in an environment that better promotes rehabilitation.
In hopes to improve further, state officials are teaming up with the Pew Charitable Trusts to comprehensively study the juvenile justice system. The goal, Tomlin says, is to implement research-driven methods to help shape policy that keeps young people out of trouble while saving taxpayer money. As part of the study, Pew will evaluate programs from the Division of Juvenile Services, the Department of Health and Human Resources, and the State Department of Education. They will also examine demographics of youth offenders and what crimes are being committed. Jake Horowitz is the State Policy Director for Pew.
This is about achieving more public safety. It's about improving outcomes for kids. It's about enhancing accountability and doing all of those things while curtailing the taxpayer burdens of the correction system.
House Speaker Tim Miley was among the lawmakers, Supreme Court justices, and other officials that joined Governor Tomlin for yesterday's announcement.
Whenever we as a legislative body or legislative individual members, or the governor's office for that matter, tackle anything within the criminal justice system, there's always concern that it means that we're going to be more lenient. And that's not necessarily what this study is going to reveal to us.
Miley echoed Governor Tomlin and other state officials in emphasizing rehabilitation rather than incarceration and providing opportunities for young offenders to become contributing members of society.
We always lose sight of the fact that there is life after punishment. Obviously, community safety is paramount, but if we're going to put people in our criminal justice system with an expectation of leaving that system, then we have to be prepared for life after punishment.
Tomlin says an intergovernmental task force on juvenile justice and child welfare, made up of all branches of state government, will soon be created to review data trends, evaluate the programs for juvenile delinquents, and make policy recommendations for future legislation. Pew's study is expected to be complete by December, allowing lawmakers time to examine findings in time for the next regular session of the legislature, which begins in January.